Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time once again for our favorite part of the show where we break up happy relationships. It's great.
It's not my favorite.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
I didn't get to finish Great Mate Debate.
Yeah, I know.
I got kind of cut off there. What do we have?
We have a lovely couple today.
Oh, lovely.
Jeremy and Sarah, they're here to talk about their daughter's grades.
Who? Okay.
They came to the geniuses.
yeah, okay. Sarah won the toss today. Sarah?
Yay!
Yay!
What's going on?
Okay, so my husband and I have a daughter. Her name is Zoe. And she is a sophomore in high school, and she, you know, she does pretty well. She has A's and B's in all of her classes for the most part, except she's currently failing math. And, you know, I just, it's pretty unacceptable because that's, you know, it's one of the most important things that you actually need out in the real world. And so I mentioned to Jeremy that, you know, we have to get Zoe a tutor. We got to get her grade up. And I think that we can have her, you know, do tutoring over the summer so she's more prepared for when she goes back to school next fall as a junior.
Okay.
And I am running into a wall with my husband about it.
All right. Well, that seems like a good cue to bring him in. Yeah. Jeremy?
Yay!
Yay! This all sounds like parenting 101. Kid does bad, fix kid. Like, where's your side?
Hey, I'm like, you know what? I'm a little bit more laid back. I'm like, hey, all she has to do is just get her failing grade up to a D so she can pass. That should be fine.
Okay. Because math is not fundamental in your world.
No, I mean, she's not going to be an engineer, so math isn't going to be that. Look, honestly, when was the time you used algebra or alternate interior angles or the cosine of something yourself? You know?
Yeah, that's good. That's true.
It doesn't
I don't even remember
matter,
what those three are. Tangent,
cosine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sine, well, cosine, like tangent. Be a radio DJ.
But okay, but you don't want to your daughter to aspire to be us.
Why not?
You want her to shoot higher than okay. this job. But like no, like so you, in your world do you understand that colleges make you take math class? Like what, so you just want her to just give up on math in general. Like you're prepared to just go if you're not good at something just don't do it. And even if that's one of the fundamental things taught at every form of education, from high school to college to like trade school, there's some kind of math, right? But you're cool with just
not give up, but just enough to pass.
Yeah, I mean,
why stress over it?
Doesn't everybody tap out of math at some point?
No,
yeah,
never.
Absolutely,
literally, yeah. Some people take it all through college. Some people go through high school. Some people like at some point you just. Or unless you're an engineer or a mathematician.
You definitely called the wrong.
I think it would be.
If you're like a math guy.
If it's college, I think it'd be different. But if it's high school, I mean, you've got to at least get the basics down. You know what I mean? Like, and listen, if she had a C or something, I would be okay. But an F and even just that D. I'm really worried about it hurting her chances for scholarships, getting into other schools. Like, you know, she
forget
might not
about scholarship. Can you get into a school with a D?
C's get degrees.
Mm-hmm. D's get degrees.
No, they don't.
Yeah. D's for degrees. Yeah, you pass.
Yeah, you still technically can. You're fine.
Yeah, they don't.
I got. Okay, buddy, yeah, I failed. Check. I failed algebra in high school.
Yeah. Okay, Sarah, you are clearly in the wrong place. I'm on your side. I agree with you. But the two brain trusts on the show.
So you think she needs to dedicate her life to something that she's not good at?
Not dedicate her life, but you don't just let your kid quit. So we're saying that just enough, just getting to barely passing is a bar we want to set for our kids.
I think
see,
if
that's
she,
what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Well, so Sarah and Jeremy, is she like cutting class? Is she not there's an effort thing, and then there's she's just not math isn't her thing.
No, she's just not math isn't her strong suit. She's doing well in all the other classes, so it's not like she's cutting. No, she's not cutting any of that. No.
Because I agree. If she's just not doing the work, well, that is unacceptable. You
for
should
sure.
do your part, do what you're
so then why force her to get subpar to a subject when you could take that energy and apply it to the stuff she's already good at and she can excel and be even better and find her strongest points.
You guys just quit. But we all agree that math is something.
No.
She's going to have to.
No. Okay. My math class in college was called math. It was like math for liberal arts. We spent the first 2 weeks learning about Venn diagrams.
Okay.
Ooh.
303-222-5423. That's the phone number. If you're bad at math, you probably don't understand any of the things I just said.
You don't have to add them together. Just dial
up. I can type them in.
You can text
Thank God.
That. You can text or call. I don't think math is like music, even though they're strongly related.
Hmm?
I think it's not a talent thing. It can be learned, and teaching your daughter to learn is a thing. And it's like, this just isn't her strong suit. Well, you don't have to become so good that you get a full ride to MIT, but you got to learn how to do this. You got to learn how to learn. And if she's not learning, it's like, you don't just go, we're good, like close enough, just get a D.
But isn't she's getting good grades in all her other classes, so she's learned how to learn in all of those areas that are her strong suits.
Okay.
I've always said this before, like LeBron James in high school could dunk a basketball, was the number one player, could shoot from anywhere on the court, couldn't swing a baseball bat. We better get him summer school. Like, let's get a baseball trainer
that
in there.
Is the
it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
What are you
let's
talking
focus
about?
On what they're good at and excel, like Aaron said.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we?
You're talking about one of the most talented athletes of all time and comparing it to somebody who's failing out of basic math in high school.
But Zoe's-
and he was that talented because he didn't focus on baseball.
Mm-hmm. Or math.
Sarah. I also think, too, I just want her to get a tutor. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to do anything crazy like grounding her for the summer or anything like that. I want to give her the tools to succeed. And I think that if we get her a tutor, I think that she's going to be better prepared and that, you know, she might just need a little bit extra time in explaining. And
she might be the LeBron James of geography, Sarah. Stop talking crazy. Stop wasting her time on math. Idiot.
You're going to get her a tutor for the summer. I'm sure she'll fall in love with math. Spending a whole summer seeing her friends doing the SpongeBob meme, Squidward looking out, seeing all her friends having fun, and she's learning math. That will not make her like math, I don't think.
Oh my God. Okay.
That would not make me like something that I was already struggling at.
Okay. Sarah, this environment is not normally this hostile. I don't know what's going on. Jeremy, Sarah, both of you, hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Hang on, don't move. You're telling me that your daughter Hazel,
mm-hmm.
at some point, is just bad at math, and you're gonna go, yeah, no, forget it. Hazel, don't concentrate on that.
Yes.
Why don't here's a basketball.
Yes.
Why don't you learn to dunk?
Yes. No, I think every person has strengths. Some people are great public speakers. Other people hate it. And I think there's an element like, yes, get through the class, do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be a politician. You're like, if you hate it
what
that
if she's
much,
bad
you're
at
that
reading.
Bad at it.
Oh, but you're so good at art. Just Hazel, you don't have to read, baby. Don't just let's take that book out of your little hands. You don't need to do that. Let's concentrate on finger painting. That, yeah, like your analogy is so flawed that I'm actually flustered.
What's the last book you read?
You don't need to come at me like that. That is not
necessary. I felt my job leaving my hands as I said.
Yeah, it definitely did. Okay. All right.
Sorry, boss.
So do we get a tutor or do we allow her to just be a D? Like, he's like so lackadaisical. I'm saying if this were history or something, maybe. Like, because... You don't have to know, but like math is something, it's like fundamentals. You gotta know math.
To a certain point. I don't, if it's, I mean, I agree, but everybody taps out of math at some point. I stand firmly on that.
I didn't until I tapped out of school entirely. I was always
in math. Then it happened because you were gonna be an engineer.
Yeah.
Great, you need that for that.
You need math.
You don't need math, no.
Okay. If you're on Tiak, Aaron, and Jeremy's side, God love you. I'm not even going to argue with you because, like, okay. 303-2-2.
Slow down.
2-5-4-2-3.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of I'm sorry. The middle is kind of like the median or the average. So I don't know if you guys understand when I say things like middle, you math-hating dumb butts in the room. But we're
middle. I'm not sure that's a math term.
Well, and like, okay, you were really good at math. We weren't. We're in the same room, buddy.
Yeah, I wasn't good at anything.
All right, so we're in the middle of a great mate debate between Sarah and Jeremy. They have a daughter named Zoe who is failing out of high school math. And Sarah's like, okay, it's time to buckle down. Let's get a tutor. Let's get her in summer school. Let's do whatever we ought to do to make sure she's prepared for life. And Jeremy's like, math doesn't matter. Who cares? As long as she gets a D.
Yeah, it passes.
It passes. Yeah, you get the credit.
Not
go
a strength
on to the next.
For her. We'll focus on her strengths.
Okay. Sarah, Jeremy, we're going to get some jury members in here. Feel free to interact with them. Normally what we do at the end is tell you who's won or lost, but that would require keeping score, and I believe we wouldn't be able to tell who's got more or less because...
Is that the one that faces the right?
Oh my God. Katie?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
So I am on mom's side.
There we go.
Thank you. Yeah, I will admit, though, I absolutely hated math. I was not good at it. So my mom compromised with me and actually spoke to my principal and had asked if there's a different option. So I was actually put in a class that was called Business of Math and Economics. So it's more like what you would learn, what you would need to know, you know, balancing a checkbook and like business and stuff like that. And it helped me so much more because I just could not do geometry and algebra. It was just not for me.
Which they should just,
that should just be a basic course.
I don't
for
know
sure.
why that. I'm
keeping that one a secret.
That's like, the only the dumb kids get that class.
That is the one we all need. Right. Yeah,
I hate to say this, but even though she said she was on Sarah's side, she was basically on his side.
Like, find a different math.
Yeah.
Court. Yeah.
But we'll keep going because that's too nuanced for you people. Pam.
Yes.
Whose side are you on? I mean, yes, since you didn't say yeah, you're probably on his side.
We don't need to bring English down.
Whose side are you on?
I'm from New York. I'm just visiting out here.
Okay.
Oh. I may end up moving. In time. I'm in my 80s.
Okay.
And I hated algebra. Okay. I could not stand it.
Okay. How do you know you're in your 80s if you don't?
Why are you the way that you are?
My mother said, you're not stupid. I could not understand algebra. So I switched to business math, and I took accounting, and I excelled. So have her do business math, the basics, addition, subtraction, division.
Okay. So you're on his side. You don't think you need... Okay. You don't think you need algebra.
You.
Right. You made it to 80 without solving for X.
Again, what's with the secret door? Like, come this way. We'll give you the real math class.
Thank you, Pam. We appreciate you for calling in. I feel like, okay.
Yeah, but they don't have, like, those, you know, different classes in high school, maybe in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you got to know a guy or something to get into it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'd take the class with her if I could.
Me too.
Claudia?
Yay.
Oh, boy. Whose side are you on?
Mom, and the reason is because I had the same issue with my daughter.
Okay.
Where for her, math was frustrating. And no matter which way we put it, she didn't get it. So I got a tutor. And she went to school, high school, college, with no issues. So if it's because you don't want to pay a tutor now at high school, and if she has to use it at college, it's going to be more expensive to you. But you can't put dust under the carpet and pretend it's not there. You don't help her now, yes, she's not going to be the next class fine. But if she doesn't know the difference between +1 + 1 or 2 - 1, then she's...
Sorry, you lost most of the people in this room just now.
Still counting. Hold on.
I also just want to point out that I love that it's all women calling in. I feel like, are 20 men care about math? Like,
no, I do. I'm on your side, Sarah, so don't alienate me.
We don't have dorks listening to the show.
Amy?
Yai.
Whose side are you on, math or no math?
So I actually have experience with this. So my sister is a high school math teacher at Douglas County School District, and she has a rule to where if a student is interested in something else, and I have firsthand also going to this because she's had 3 students that did not love math, did not get it, did not understand it. One of them loved cars. He's now a mechanic that I take my car to every single time it's broken down. There was another kid that liked plumbing and was interested in fixing up his house. So what she did is she passed all of these kids, and she does it over and over again. She passes them because they don't understand math, their skills and their mindset somewhere else might still understand that math tactic. While it's not the basic A+B=C, right? There's always some ground rules. You got to understand the basics of how to do 1 + 1 and simple timetables. But
there's that tricky one again.
People just don't get it. And I literally have firsthand knowledge. I take my car to the mechanic. I use that kid as a plumber all the time. I always call up his company and say, nope, I want Jonathan. That's what I want. And my sister is, again, a math teacher of almost 12 years. She's been doing it. And has
so she just passes people even though they don't get it so they can be a plumber later. So you have a mechanic. We're out of time. Do you know who won? I mean, did you keep score?
Give me a second.
Give me a second. Because I don't like saying this out loud, but from what I can tell,
Gary the one.
He won.
He won. Yeah. He narrowly beat her out by one call on the calls. Yeah. Tex. Yeah.
Tex are a little more.
On her side.
Middle? Is that what you said? Median?
Oh, my God. So, Sarah, Jeremy, do you want her to be a plumber? Or, where's your head at?
I think she's going to lean towards something more artistic.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you won, so she can now go flunk away.
Summer!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Don't forget to download the Odyssey app where you can listen to riveting rate. Oh, do you want to do that?
Are we rolling?
No. Are we rolling?
Oh, I'm not.
I wasn't looking. Okay, sorry.
Oh.
Well, now I'm in the middle of this thing. Okay. This whole thing is... The Odyssey app has all our old shows where
we're
way more professional. We have our phones for video cameras in here, and we turn them on sometimes and we don't. And apparently, we're not recording this thing right here.
Okay.
So, but you won't get to see the genius that is...
News. News.
We tell the news stories of the day. I do have veto power. That's why it's called News or Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I am most excited about today's News or Nope because this is one of those days where TIAC has brought in some sort of He wants to pretend to be an actual journalist, and so sometimes he brings in, like, audio or, like, a present. Yeah,
yeah, I am.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
Yes.
Very special day today as we honor one of the most iconic sounds of all time. It's being added to the Library of Congress. The National Recording Registry revealed its 2025 inductees. I have the sound here. And I want to see if you guys know what it is.
Hold on. You're saying... Yeah. There's a museum of sound.
The Library of Congress, yeah. So it's being entered as like, hey, we're just honoring this. This is like
Is it the iconic, Netflix you know? Gong Gong?
That's a good guess. That like that will probably one
but
day
he's
be
saying
in there.
We might not be able to guess it.
Does there have to be a certain amount of time that passes before it
gets
can like
put into
get
the,
into the library?
The sounds represent a diverse range of American history and culture and include music, field recordings, sports, and technological sounds.
Okay.
So we're going to listen to this and try to guess.
Mm-hmm. I think Slacker's going to get it. I'm not sure Aaron is. I don't know that I knew it either, to be fair.
Okay.
So you're saying it's an old thing.
Well.
I see what's happening here.
Okay.
I got it.
It's an old thing.
That is some ridiculous operating system. I don't remember what it is. Windows.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Mm.
It's this piece of hell company, Odyssey.com, for the longest time, I swear to God, I don't know if you guys remember this because it's happened since you've worked here. We were on Windows 95 machines, people. Do you understand what year it is? And I'm like, we would see the Windows 95 logo go, like, it's like the more you know. So it's a Windows sound though. For sure.
Windows, play it again.
It's too fancy to be Windows 3.1, so I'm going to go 95.
Text in if you think you know it, 303-222-5423.
I've
never heard that in my life.
But like, you know, gong-gong,
yeah.
when your Mac turns on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they're like, you've got mail.
Yes, iconic.
Yeah.
Or before you got to hear, you've got mail, you got to hear...
Yeah.
One more time. It's not. It's gotta be. What is it?
Coming with the correct answer. It's Windows 95. It's Slacker got it right. It's the startup sound when you boot up Windows 95. It's been entered into the Library of Congress.
That is stupid. That is the worst.
You would know it because you used to build computers and stuff. Of course you know that sound.
Yeah, but when you build a computer, you don't install Windows.
You knew what not to
put
on.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, for real, I think we just had that on our computers as of like 6 months ago.
Yeah. So that email about Y2K, I have to ignore that?
Yeah,
or
you can
what?
Ignore that. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for Trader Joe's fans. Their mini canvas tote bags are officially back in stock, and they're even in new colors. Already being resold online for hundreds of dollars.
Why do people like these things?
I don't know. They're just these canvas tote bags where the straps are like kind of pastel Easter-y colors.
Okay.
And they're being resold for hundreds
of
dollars.
But it's just a bag. It's your groceries
in. It's a reusable bag.
And it says Trader Joe's on the side?
So is it like a flex when you walk in with it? Is it kind of like if you walk into Trader Joe's, do people go, look?
I think
he's got one of the bags.
I don't think people care.
I feel
somebody cares if they're reselling them, right?
I don't. Like, I don't understand. It feels like you get them. They're pretty easy to get.
Yeah.
Free. Like half the time at Marshall's, they just give you one. They're like, oh, you have a card. You've seen the card, the credit card. Like, oh,
you
thought about signing up. Here you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you get weird? Like,
yes.
I can't go into Sprouts with a bag that says Safeway on it.
Oh, no, I love doing that.
You do?
Because then they don't get confused and I don't have to, like, prove that this isn't
that
the bag
get
I'm
it
buying.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm really weird like that.
Really?
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't think they care. Yeah. Everyone knows you have to bring in bags.
I know, but I just can't. I like rifle through myself. It's like, I know I've bought something at Sprouts. Like if
you're,
I go to Natural Groceries,
you're
I'm like, oh,
what?
Because
I don't even know what my bags say. I have no idea. I know one is a Denver Nuggets bag.
Really?
Yeah, and then the other,
I'm pretty sure I took some from your house.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, I just remembered that.
I know this isn't about me, but I have one
it
more
was a limited
weird thing.
Edition.
So then I do the exact opposite when I go clothes shopping. Like, so I don't want to go into Sprouts without a Sprouts bag. But then if I know I'm going to go shop at Express, I make sure I'm not wearing Express.
What? Because you don't want to look like a fanboy or something? Okay.
You overthink the dumbest things.
Hello? Are you kidding me? I know this. But like, it's like wearing the concert shirt to the concert. If I'm going to see the Jonas Brothers, I am not wearing my Jonas Brothers shirt. I'll wear one that I bought that day, maybe, but not, you can't, because you're just coming in.
I am buying like 14 Sleep Token shirts right now, and you can guarantee I'm going to wear them the whole week up leading to their show.
No, you're not.
And I'm going to wear it to the show. No. Absolutely.
The other thing that drives, never mind. Because I know that I'm really stupid when it comes to this, but like people who wear Avs jerseys to an Avs game, I know it's different because it's sports, but like there are people who just look like, they're waiting for Bednar to turn around and go, put me in. He's like, dude, you're not a hockey player.
We're just wearing Avs jerseys because
Carson from The Morning Show is one of the people who just, he's got the look of like, he's got pads on underneath.
He plays hockey.
I understand, but he thinks he's going to get called in.
He doesn't. He just loves the sport.
No, it's just, it drives me.
You're not invited to any hockey game.
I tied my Jordans extra tight when I went to the Nuggets game. You just never know. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm trying to make a dumb pun. How about Kenbron James? We have a new Barbie doll. That is LeBron James. He's got his own Barbie doll.
You can't call it a Barbie doll if it's...
He's the first pro athlete to receive this honor since Ken's debut in 1961. You can get a Barbie signature Kenbassadors collection as part of that. $75 for a LeBron James Barbie doll. And I've seen it. It looks just like LeBron.
Do you think he dyes his beard? Because I saw the thing. It's like the Ken Barbie doll has a grayer beard than he has.
Yeah, I think he probably does. I think he's struggled a lot with, he lost his hair. People made fun of him. He kind of brought his hairline back, kind of got rid of it. He's kind of going back and forth. People are mean to LeBron.
Do you think LeBron James puts on Express shirts when he goes to Express?
Probably, yeah.
I don't think he shops at Express.
All right.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to enlist the help of the listeners of the Slacker Show to prevent a disaster.
Wow. That's a lot.
T-Hack has confided in me.
What?
Wow, that's a lot.
What are you doing?
I really want to do the cool, like, flecky, weird epoxy thing to my garage floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And T-Hack's like, yeah, me too. In fact, I've been watching videos, and it's not that hard to do.
Wait, I didn't know that that's what you were talking about. Yeah. I'm switching sides.
Yeah. You're on TX side? Yeah. I'm going to tell you right
because
now.
Because I know people that have done it DIY and it looks great.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
The people she knows can't be any dumber than I am.
Melina, her family, they did it and it looks phenomenal.
I need Melina, if you're listening, you have my number.
Yeah.
Send me pictures of the garage floor. There's no one who's done it. Do you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
You put down the epoxy stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's not marble, but it's the, like, you spread out
Yes.
Yeah.
The part we're describing now is when you fling the funfetti all over. I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot evenly disperse it. So you just have these, like, pockets of, like, oh, there's a lot there, and there's, like, none here. And once it's sitting in the epoxy, you can't.
You can't move it.
Move it.
Yeah. Do you need the flakes?
The flakes are the flakes.
Kind of the important part.
I just like the smoothness. I just want like a smoother, just a better, because we have like the cracks, you know, because it's four big chunks of concrete in our garage. I just want it all one. Yeah, I just want it to look nicer. I don't really like the flex.
The flex are everything. The flex? You don't understand how, like, to really do it, you put so much fleck down that you can't see anything else. It should look. You know how you're? Do you have marble countertops?
No.
What color are they? They're not multiple colors. Like,
yeah, I
do. You know what granite looks like or whatever? It should look like that when you're done. You like people who do it, they'll go, huh. And then it's like, ooh, it's like after the Super Bowl, a little bit of confetti. It should look like granite. You should have so much fleck in it. And I'm telling you, you can't do it.
Why not?
Tiak?
You can do it.
Yeah. No, you can't. Oh my God. 303-222-5423. I understand that your generation thinks you can watch a YouTube video and do anything pictured in it, buddy. You can't.
I don't understand. It looks so easy.
You couldn't change a shower head, my friend. You don't get to try to take on
different.
Your.
That was different. It was really tight, right?
Yeah. It was really tight.
Are you only on his side because you don't like me?
You are very feisty today.
I know that I'm feisty. Okay, Aaron.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I think we could do it.
Angie could do it, maybe, but not T-Hack.
Okay. A-Hack and I will come over to your place and we'll do it. Do you trust us?
Ooh, yeah.
My garage is so big, you could never.
We could do it.
No. Do you know the stuff you have to buy?
I would let you both do mine.
Thank you.
Do you know what you have to buy? Do you know any of the things you have to buy?
I got to watch the video again, but then I'll know.
You got to buy like spike shoes.
So you can walk on it.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. And then you got, like, are you going to put the fleck down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, please.
Fleck looks like you just throw it. I don't, what's so hard about that?
I want, please, can we shoot a video? Can we spend the next hour just chopping up confetti and I want him to throw it and then we're going to go like, is that an even pattern? You won't be able to get it even and it will look stupid. Please don't do this. Pay a professional. This is the one time. Or if you're just going to do a thing, because you got to understand. This is my YouTube algorithm. I will watch these videos all day. And if you don't do fleck, you do the bowling ball. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The bowling ball? No.
I don't think.
So they do blue, and then they put a darker blue in, and it's like swirly, and then they kind of squeegee a little bit. Yeah. It's like, ooh, look at my garage floor.
I could get that going. Loosey-goosey. Bring it around town. I can do that. I'm out there doing that anyways.
Okay. Please back me up at 303-222-5423. Can a guy who goes, it's all loosey-goosey, do a DIY project of
absolutely.
This.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm a snake.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We want to do never date a person who blanks. Do you have a dating deal breaker in your head? I mean, obviously, it's weird for T-Hack to talk about his dating habits right now.
Right.
Yeah, but I do from past experience. I don't think I'd date a nurse again.
Ooh, interesting.
Aren't your sisters nurses?
Anesthesia, yeah, adjacent. They're in the healthcare field.
Okay. But why? Because they just bring their work home with them?
Yeah, because she wanted to put a catheter in me. She was in school and she's learning
how
to do it.
She's like, I want to practice.
Yeah, like I need to practice. And it's like, that's not for that.
Would you date an established nurse who didn't have to do all the practicing?
I feel like, don't they have to, they got to stay sharp on their skills. And I feel like, no.
I feel like
they're just looking for something to put a catheter in, and I'm there. I mean,
I'm looking for that. But are they like I've dated people who've dated firefighters, and they kind of say it's not the same, but it's like you have to compartmentalize so hard that it's hard to be like, cause they've just like, oh, it's a charred baby today. I say that all the time. It's such a terrible thing, but that's just a real thing that somebody said. It's like, yeah, no, I, at work today, there was a burned baby. And you're like, how do you, let's make out.
Yeah. How do you
Netflix?
Go? Well, like, what's for dinner? Yeah. It's like, that's so hard. Yeah.
How do you,
wow.
Yeah. I think what we were going for is fun things. And yeah. I just ruined it.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the catheter.
I've said this before. If I were a female, I would not date a guy who's a letter in like Broncos when they go to games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have said that. Why is that?
I just think
you don't like a passionate person?
It's just missed. Like, you're a grown man and you decided to paint your chest and get six of your friends to also do that.
So he's passionate and he has buddies.
You would date a bee.
I don't want the first letter.
You okay, like I need to explore why. What difference?
Which O?
Like, you would? You don't think that's weird?
I mean, I do, but that's not a dating deal breaker to me.
That's 100%. Like, I would never date again somebody. This is adjacent to that, but you're not going to think it is. Somebody who's so into like award shows that they have a party.
Yeah,
like, you want before? Somebody to have a passion, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. I love that you love football. But if you love it so much you're painting an O on you, that's too far. I love that you love movies. All my girls are coming over and we all watched the movies like that last week. And then we have a red carpet and there's paparazzi. And it's like,
we all filled out our ballots.
Yes. And yeah. That.
Yeah.
No.
It's a lot.
You want passion.
And it feels like it comes with homework.
Yes.
Like, watch these 20
How
movies.
How could you be with someone like that?
Yeah.
And I was with somebody like that. She literally had Oscar parties. And then, like, there was just a year she was like, oh, don't forget, everybody's coming over. I'm like, I'm not.
I will not be here.
Yeah. And she's like, we live together. I'm like, we did.
Oh, fun.
It's all right. So if you have one of these things, if you have a dating deal breaker and you want to share it with us, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423, or you can text into the same thing.
Anyone who always claims that their ex was crazy.
Gulp.
Yep.
She was, though.
But, I mean, what if she was?
That one. Okay, I'll give you, like, one. You can have one crazy ex, but they can't all be crazy.
What if I make them crazy?
That's a you problem, so I'm not dating you.
Is that why you're not dating
me?
I also, like, there's something that you're out in the dating scene, right? Are there dudes? There's a thing, I've talked about this guy, I'll never forget him. He was at a bar, and he kept his fob. Like, he kept his fob in his hand. It was like a Mercedes fob, and he just kept, like, flipping it as, like, a thing. And I feel like the new thing for that is crypto. Like, dudes who just won't stop. It's like, where they're just opening the Coinbase app and, like, going, oh, hold on real quick. I got to check my...
You're actually on it because I am dating one guy seriously.
Okay.
And he said, you know, if I ever talk about crypto, that I'm not interested. That's, like, his thing.
So he doesn't want to.
So we don't talk about crypto together.
But he has crypto?
He does.
Okay. He would say that to scare women off. If he wasn't interested, he would be like, let's just start talking about crypto.
Kind of, yeah. Because then it's just like you watch the disinterest come across their face.
Yeah.
I've had it to me when I'm DJing before. A guy comes up and is like, can I tip you? I'm like, sure. And he's like, you got crypto? And he pulls, what wallet you got? And I'm like, you just wanted to talk about crypto.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't date that person. Yeah. It's like people who, there's something about, I am a materialistic person, but if that's your defining thing.
If that is your whole personality.
Yes. Yeah. If all you can talk about is what car you have or what crypto investments or whatever, there's something, it's almost as bad as saying your exes are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think I could date someone who also played basketball.
Ooh.
Because really? I've done that before and it's a lose-lose situation.
Why?
Because me and my buddy, we were dating a couple girls who were on the women's basketball team. Uh-huh. And so, oh, we'll hang out, we'll play. Oh, 2-on-2. Okay, now we smoked them. Oh, we're not supposed to beat them. Okay, we'll play easy. Oh, you're not supposed to go easy. Like, what are we supposed to do here? Like, it's a fight either way. And it's just like, I'll have my interest and you can have your interest and we'll just learn about each other. Maybe it's just having the same interest that it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, luckily there are no women who are just Culvers all the time.
Yeah. Good.
So, okay. So if I just want to say this is a whole category and I think we could almost do a separate topic, but like mama's boys
or
daddy's girls. Like you just can't, like if you can't live up to their mom, you don't want to date them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If a person is a mama's boy, you need to run right now because he's going to want, like, his mom's going to die. And guess what? Then it's you.
even before that, like moving in with him, you're like, going to be doing everything doing laundry, his mom right? was doing.
Yeah. Like who, that steak's not going to cut itself. Like,
oh my.
Cut it up for me on my plate for me. All right. So if there's a dating red flag, never date a person who blanks. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're super judgy today. Not sure why, but we've decided to just talk about the people we would never ever date.
Yeah.
A couple nurses weren't happy with me in the text. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. I just don't trust my junk around you.
It was very swathy. You took out a whole profession.
Well, you tried to stick needles in my junk. I mean, what am I supposed to
do?
It's like a...
It's just a tube.
We didn't even get that far. I don't even know what it is.
You don't? Tonight is your lucky night. Nicole?
Yay.
Never date somebody. Who would you never date?
Somebody who tattoos their ex-girlfriend's name on them post-breakup.
Oh,
post-breakup?
That's a different level.
Why, what was that breakup. For? Is that a desperate attempt to get him back?
I did this for you.
That's a great question. It was actually kind of reversed. It was my ex that sent me a text post-breakup. Look what I did for you. And I was like, what?
He
and,
did?
His future girlfriend. Yeah, and his future girlfriend reached out to me like, so is this really your name? I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that should have been a red flag for you.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. It seems like something I would do. Wow.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, the tattoo part, you think I'm just not manly enough to do that? Okay. Thank you, Nicole.
Wow.
Brandon?
What's my head this morning?
Yeah,
the eye.
Never date a person who blanks. What's yours?
Never date the person who would wait outside your house or whoever's walking out of your house, and the first person they see is the person they want to talk to and ask, hey, where's this person at? Where's Brandon at?
We're describing a stalker is what we're doing. Is that what you're talking about?
100% a stalker, yes. You can say the stalker or slacker, whatever you want to call them.
Okay. So you're saying you had a stalker?
Yes, I did. Yeah. My ex was a stalker to the family that I'm with now, 100%.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you noticing a pattern in people who listen to our show? We've dated some fairly unhealthy people, it feels like. Thank you, Brandon. Sally?
Yay.
Never date a person who
wears Birkenstocks.
Amen. Do you have some?
Yeah, of course.
Of course what? I'm a native of Colorado, and I've never put...
They're German. Birkenstocks are German.
I know, but it's like Boulder, Colorado made those things. Like
no, they... I feel like Boulder has the other ones, the other sandals with the other... The like...
Keel?
No, I don't know what they are. They're strappy, and the straps are like different patterns.
Teva. Those are called...
Yeah, Teva. That's what it is. Thank you.
Don't look at me.
They're just the same category. No idea. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
Birks
are just a hard pass. Patchouli. Like, if you smell like patchouli, I respect you. I know. I am, like, we got nurses and Boulderites on our way.
Yeah, careful. Like, we might need to go to the hospital later. Yeah. Just be careful.
But it's a hard pass for me. There's a thing about you that I don't think you're ever going to be able to rise to my level of passion. Like, if you think that's footwear. Do you know what I mean? You're just too damn comfortable. I don't want somebody who's that comfortable.
It's just, I don't want to see your toes unless you're getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Then don't look down.
Well, but also so many Birkenstock people wear socks too, which is another hard pass.
Oh, socks and stocks.
If you're going to do it. Thing.
Yeah.
Socks are the way to go if you're going to do it.
No. Yeah, I forgot you're a slipper guy. You're so weird. I got to get out of here. Nate?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Never date a person who what?
Never date a person who chews too loud and is always like plucking things out of their teeth.
Yeah.
What about me? My jaw disconnects. I have that thing where it pops when I chew.
Dude, that's just genetics. You can't do anything about that.
Yeah. So you date me, Nate?
I date you, bro.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Actually, thank you. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm blushing actually.
Aaron, should we step aside?
We'll let this blossom.
The TAC and Nate show now. Yeah, something is happening to me as I'm getting older, that I do, I suddenly chew louder than I used to. Because my son is like, there are times where he's like, do you know what you're, and I'm like, I don't even know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And yeah, also, like, you run a lot. If you don't run a lot, you know, you kind of run out of breath as you chew, and that kind of makes you.
Oh, yeah. You just get winded while you're eating.
Oh, you're a runner.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I think
that's that was the quickest relationship I've ever seen. Maddie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, never date a person who what?
I said has Snapchat, like a grown man with Snapchat.
Yeah, that is kind of
JB
weird
looking
now.
At you. He like it's the first thing he does to people is they go get your snap and you're like, what?
Oh,
you're a grown man.
Yeah.
No,
I'm talking guys, that's girls. He's just constantly like, give me your snap, and I'm like, are you in
I'm an
middle
adult,
school?
I don't have one.
Yeah, you do have one though, right?
I barely use it.
Yeah. What that's is snap for? Because you want to send booby pics or something?
Kind of.
It disappears right away or something?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. They're probably looking to do
they're
something.
They're up to no good. Yeah.
It's like, thank you. But is WhatsApp the same? Because I feel like anybody who's
WhatsApp
asked me for their
is
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp like a different, you get a different phone number. So that's really good for like overseas because then it's free. But it's also a way to message.
It feels like a scam when somebody's
side.
Like, hit me up on WhatsApp. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Emily?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
I'm
we're
here
too. Never date a person who what?
Who loves snakes. I've dated so many who love snakes so much that I feel like it's me. I feel like I'm a
No.
I know exactly. Like, if you walk into a person's house and there's that telltale blue glow from a terrarium, don't put your coat down, man. Grandpa Simpson
Come on,
that thing.
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's fine.
You date a terrarium person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you've had
it's
multiple
like
though?
Have a goldfish or don't have anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, 303-222-5423. If you're a snake person, hit Aaron up.
I'm a snake.
Twice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's a story.
Is this your next plan?
Oh God. I don't know if you recall, but I'm never dating again. So this is not my plan.
I wasn't sure if you actually decided that or not. You were a little apprehensive.
I didn't decide it.
Well, there's your problem.
The universe decided. No. Yes, it did.
But a lot of people were texting in and saying, don't give up.
Yeah.
You don't need to give up.
Yeah, I do. I think so.
Oh.
No.
Well, I mean,
we tried.
Not to rehash this whole thing.
I hadn't thought of that, I guess.
Okay, we're going to talk about this person who's asked his girlfriend to buy their engagement ring for themselves, but just real quick, do you or do you not think that I obsess over trying to find somebody?
I think you do, and that's
so
the
that's
problem.
So that's just got to shut down.
For now.
No, forever.
No.
There's no reason to turn it back on.
There is, though.
Say why.
Because you like having company, you like having a significant other,
but if
you are way too hyper focused on it right now that you are giving up on yourself. You need to repair yourself.
I don't
in order
repaired.
Buddy you
this
do
is in great.
You are not ready for an F1 race.
Come on, really? Yes, I am.
You need an oil change at least. You need
tire rotations, all of it, a new air filter.
The cabin filter is a scam, you guys.
Is that the one where you have to go through the glove box
That's
sometimes?
One, yes.
Yeah. They put leaves in it and bring it out to
yes,
you.
Yes, they always use like, you got to have that. By the way, it's $400. You're like, hold on. I'm on Amazon and it's $4. I'll do my own. I don't know, man. You might die on the way out of here.
I know. You're breathing that in. I look at him. I go, good. And they go, whoa, okay.
Damn, you're hard.
Yeah, good. I want the dirty air.
Anyway, I'm out. Oh, wait. Explain to me what needs fixed on me. Like, focusing on me, what does that even mean? What would I do right now? What do you want me to
you
do
to
right now?
You need to get comfortable with yourself. And
I am comfortable with
you're
myself.
Not, and being alone. You're not.
I am. What?
Yeah. Yeah, you also have kind of a big milestone, a hill to get over because your son is leaving soon. Mm-hmm.
So you
and
want
I think
me
this,
to...
This is just a transitional period for you, I think. And that's fine. That's good. I mean, that's life.
We were really going to talk about this other story. And now I feel like you're both jumping like I opened the door for an intervention. Like... You guys want to tell me the things that are wrong with me.
No, we're not saying that.
Yeah, you certainly are.
We're saying you don't have to give up on love.
Yeah.
It's just take
right
a break
now,
for
focus
now.
Focus on yourself.
Yeah.
That
you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself. Okay.
Why not?
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is. That's exactly how it's worked.
No.
This entire
because
time.
You are going to give them 100% of you.
Yes.
They're only going to give like 70%
that's
of them.
That's all I need.
No.
I'm looking for a good 14% right now. I take a 12.5%er.
Nope.
I just need a toe in the water. No, I don't. I don't need anything. I don't. So in your world, Tiak, right now, you want me to just think about me, and then my kid's going to leave, so it's just going to be this barren wasteland in my house, and that's going to make me whole and better.
No, I think you'll be juggling the change, as any parent does when their kids eventually move out, you know, and it's going to be an adjustment, and then I think in that adjustment, you find yourself again. Yeah. We're not trying to say bad things.
No.
We're trying to say good things.
No, Aaron is literally saying
the oil change
that I'm broken. Did you or did you not just say I'm not F1 race ready?
I did say that.
Okay.
Because you're not.
What? How would I get more race ready? Like I'm.
I don't know. I've only seen cars. I've never seen
them. What do you think is going to happen? Like what? What could I do to make you go like, wait, he's ready now? What does that look like?
Just becoming more secure with yourself.
That's never going to happen.
It totally can.
I believe in you.
No, I'm just saying that why would that ever happen? Like, I am not young. I'm not old, but I'm not young. And I've never been a secure person. So what, like, why would that change now? Like, I have a great job. I'm wicked talented. My kids are awesome.
Right, so be secure.
No, that's never going to happen. I know me. It's never going to happen. So who cares? I don't wait for that anymore.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
No.
I just want to know. So what are you doing? Like you, when you gave up, which was, oh, by the way, a farce.
You gave up
for like 14 seconds. And then I just could hear the wind gushing from her swiping on an app. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. I'm like, you lied. You said you were giving up.
And then I did.
For 2 days. Oh, and I worked on myself. I found myself in those 2 days.
I did not say that.
Well, then why do I have to? Why do I have to find myself?
Because.
Or fix myself? Can I just quit?
No.
You hate it. I'm going to say it. The cliche.
Yes.
You always find love.
Oh my God. If you finish it, I swear.
When you're not looking for it. But here's the thing. You are taking a break, but I think it's you're quit, but I think it's a fake quit. Cause I think if you met someone, you'd be like, oh, thank God. Yes, I met someone. I think you need to take a break so
Where
much.
Where would
so-
I meet someone if the only place I go is home?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You're saying I'm going to meet somebody. I guess I have two people I could date.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, no.
That's illegal.
Hack.
Oh, well.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have kind of a controversial ranking of...
All right. We'll hear
no,
it.
This is a real thing, not something stupid.
Well, mine's real stupid.
It's been a bit since you did one. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it just gets such negative feedback every time.
Well, like, you don't just listen to the listeners, man. Sometimes they're going to hate.
No, the listeners.
Haters are going to hate.
Listeners are great, actually. It's a lot of internal memos going around.
I don't
around.
Know what you're talking about. Loudwire. Loudwire.com has decided to do the controversial task of taking every letter of the alphabet and saying the best rock band for each of those letters. Now,
that's a good idea.
We could stretch this out and do every single letter, or we can kind of pick some of our favorites or pick the spots where we think they got it wrong. And then, obviously there would be 26 different letters of the alphabet. And I'm going to jump straight to Z.
Okay.
It's like
ZZ Top.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the only option.
Got?
I don't know. Zach Bryan band? Zach Brown band?
That's not rock.
But see, and it's also
Zach Bryan.
So there's Zach Bryan's country.
He is, okay. I was thinking of the Saved by the Bell guy.
Well, the other thing where it gets a little weird for me is they're saying best rock band. So it's like you can't really even if Zach Bryan was rock,
Yeah,
It's like it's Zach Bryan.
Yeah, right? Zach Brown is a band. Zach Brown band, but he's country.
It's Zach Brown is yeah. Zach.
I think ZZ is the winner.
Well, and then so at number 10, the letter J, they have Jimi Hendrix Experience, and I don't think you can have that there because it's a Jimi Hendrix guy.
Mm.
You don't get to just no.
Okay.
You got a Journey is obviously the answer for J. So far, I think we like each other, right?
Yeah.
We're all friends. ZZ Top, we're leaving it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We agree, even though Jimi Hendrix is prolific. Like, I would say if you're doing greatest rock icons of all time, when you get to letter J, Jimmy's got it. Mm-hmm. But if specifically it's a band, then I think you got to go Journey.
I agree. Yeah. What about A? I'm curious about A, because I don't know that they got it wrong, but I don't know that they got it right either.
I can't think of a better AC/DC as the A. Say another A band that's going to knock AC. That 303-222-5423. This is King of the Hill for me. This is...
Okay.
You put somebody in that slot, and you got to name somebody better than that slot.
Yeah.
Now I'm nervous to say it.
Because the only thing I think you could possibly say, and if you say it...
I'm very nervous.
Don't you dare say it.
I mean, there's Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
No,
but
way.
I don't know. I thought
he was gonna say ABBA, and I was gonna thump.
Really?
I'm like, dude, no, if you go
rock.
Dancing Queen on me,
ABBA's not
make
rock.
But
if you want to see me go hype, you play that song. I'm not even joking.
That's your hype song.
Yeah,
ABBA is your hype song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Young and sweet.
What would you call like?
It was disco,
not rock.
But it's rock for the time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. We like
no
rock
one
stations
to ABBA.
Play.
No.
Yes.
No. My other option was like the Allman Brothers, but they're not. No.
Yeah. I was thinking Aerosmith. I think I think they're close.
AC/DC though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come
best
on.
Rock, uh-huh. For sure.
Let's go. It gets real ugly.
No, it doesn't.
In this room.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because
I'm going to tell
no
you right now,
option.
They put the Beatles as B only because they've been around forever.
Because they're the best rock band of all time.
No, they're not even. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you're at a stadium
mm-hmm.
and they go, bonk, ba-na-bang, ba-na-bang. It's like Back in Black starts. Everyone's like, it's the stuff that plays before concerts.
And that,
AC/DC, that's why they're there.
Okay.
You're at a concert.
They get the letter A.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
You're at a stadium. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far. Everybody's like, what are we doing?
I want to hold your hand.
What are we doing? What are we doing? That's
they
not,
win for B. Yes, they do.
They do not. Oh, we're halfway
trash.
There.
Trash. Oh! No, because
Bon Jovi.
That's a dude.
No, the name of the band is Bon Jovi.
That's the guy's name, right?
It's his name is John Bon Jovi, but they named the band. No, you don't get to know me.
No.
No, I'm sorry. You pick a side. Beatles, 303-222-5423, or Bon Jovi for the B band. You
or a third side.
Who's the third side?
Blink 182.
Incorrect.
Blink 182.
You're putting Blink 182 over Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Small thing.
One song.
No.
Come on,
fans. Ooh, she's a little runaway. Oh, God. All day.
I took her out.
It was a Friday night.
No. By the way, Aaron, you're ruining your own case.
No, I just don't want you to win because you're not going to.
It's like the Beatles.
Beatles number one.
Is not the B band.
Blink number two, Bon Jovi three.
No. What's an... Okay. I'm going to jump clear up to M. And we can go around if there's one that's bugging you, but they put Motley Crue at M.
Okay. I feel like it's not too strong, but I'm trying to think of others.
You got Girls, Girls, Girls. This is the best rock band of all time for every letter of the alphabet.
Why not Metallica?
Why not Metallica?
Yeah. No. Motley Crue, F off. Sorry.
Internet is bringing up Madonna, but it's the same thing.
Not rock.
And
not rock.
She's just a single.
I think Metallica might take it. Who's going to win? Like, if you put, like, if this is the MMA, and you put Metallica and Motley Crue in the cage, who's coming out?
Metallica.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince Neil would keel over on his way into the cage. I'm going to go now. I'm going to go for the letter D.
Okay.
They have Def Leppard.
What would be another D?
Yeah, who else is D?
I have to, and it's weird because I'm kind of going against myself because Def Leppard's got Possum. If it's the hype thing, they've got it. But if we're just thinking rock bands that are iconic of all time, I just watched it, but The Doors.
The Doors.
The Doors.
Ooh. Okay.
The Doors. Def Leppard and The Doors go in. I mean, who's coming out? We need a bracket. We can do a bracket of bands and like
who would survive in a
who
cage
survives?
Fight?
Well, we know.
I think Beatles are out.
The Beatles. Oh my God.
They would win.
No, they would not. Yeah, they would. No, they would not. If it's soft rock, ugh. Like things you want to hear at a funeral, sure.
No. Yeah.
But not like
David Bowie?
That's a dude. That's one dude.
Just a dude? All right.
I think Doors. I mean, first off, no.
There's always a bunch of people on stage. I never really know who's like in the band and who's just with them.
Okay, I'm going to do another controversial one.
All right.
The letter is H.
H.
They have heart.
That's good. I like them. I've seen them a handful
May
of times.
May I submit to you two additional names?
I am trying to think of others. I don't know.
Bop.
That's not rock.
You're saying Hanson and Hart go into a cage.
Hart
and the Wilson sisters come out.
They would bring them down.
Incorrect. And may I submit yet another name? Honey, why you calling me so late?
Don't get me wrong. I love Hinder, but Hart wins in a rock battle.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
There are so many letters of the alphabet left. Can we keep going?
Yeah,
you guys want to keep going?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
All right. We want you to sound off on the ones we've done and more of the greatest rock bands of all time separated by the alphabet next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the midst.
We're
in the middle of a
going
list.
Going down here.
Well, because, I mean, the texts bore it out. I mean, everybody texted that the Beatles lost, so Beatles do not retain the B.
Beatles versus Bon Jovi, they win. Beatles versus Blink, it's more questionable.
Wow, that's odd.
The real, the real like con. See, these are the, according to loudwire.com, the greatest rock band for every letter of the alphabet. No, you may not do like they did Jimi Hendrix experience at, and it's like, we know, we kicked Jimmy out. We think Jimmy's amazing. If we're doing artists at the letter J, he wins. But if it's a band, it's got to be Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. AC/DC beat out Aerosmith in the A category.
Mm.
We're still wondering about Doors versus Def Leppard. Hart lost in a heartbreaker.
Hart won.
To Hanson and Hinder, the tag team.
No.
G. I want to do a couple more letters here. I know the letter that's going to get us in the most fight, but the letter G, they have Guns N' Roses.
Ooh. Okay.
And I get it. If it's
I do
hype.
Too.
If it's hype, I get it. You have Green Day, and you have one of my least favorite bands.
Don't say it. Who?
Grateful Dead.
Oh.
Grateful Dead is, no, it's too jam bandy.
Okay.
I was going to go.
Goo? You going Goo Goo Dolls?
I was not.
I don't think that's wrong.
I'm going to get kicked out of the room for this one.
Okay.
What other?
Green Day's a good one.
Green
that's
Day is
good.
A good one. For hype.
Yeah.
But this is greatest rock bands of all time. I'm doing kind of the same thing I did with the Doors versus Def Leppard.
Okay.
Def Leppard more hype. Doors more like...
This overall
is
scale.
Iconic rock band.
Mm-hmm.
So you're okay with that, but not Bon Jovi versus Beatles. Okay.
Because Bon Jovi, I dare say, outlived the Beatles. Therefore, they win. I'm going to go Genesis.
Yeah, is that rock?
Ooh.
I can feel it. Is that Genesis? Or is that Phil Collins
by
himself?
I think that's just Phil Collins.
Yeah. That one, it feels like he could have written some more lyrics to that one.
No, we didn't have to.
He's gonna, like, just this and do it 8 minutes.
All right, letter I. Greatest rock bands of all time separated by... They have Incubus.
Okay. It's not terrible. It's not my favorite.
I think they're skipping over the obvious choice.
Iron Maiden.
Intense.
Oh.
My band.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right.
Out there. I know, I'm not feeling a lot of pushback.
I have controversy. Incubus or Imagine Dragons? As far as hits?
Yeah.
Length
You're
of time?
You're just skipping over intense. So you just brush that aside. I think I can beat your Incubus and your Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
In excess. What you need? Got what you need?
I don't know that.
You don't know who In Excess is?
No.
I do.
Never
know that
tear
one
us apart. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, it's got a killer sax solo in it.
I see your I Raise You, Iron Maiden.
I literally said that one. That was my first one.
Yeah, Google it over here. I'm not paying attention.
Now that a guy said it, I actually heard it.
I'm gonna throat punch you.
Couple more, or at least one more. I think I can get Aaron on my side on this one. F.
Okay.
Who do
they have? The Foo. They have Foo Fighters.
Okay, I like that one.
And I have you on this one. I know I have you.
I think I know what you think I am gonna say.
Do it.
Fleetwood Mac.
No.
Oh.
That's what I thought you were gonna say. Yeah.
I have a band that can go in with Fleetwood Mac and beat them. Foreigner.
Oh, that is a good one.
Foreigner goes in there.
Yeah.
And Foreigner, like, not pretending to be all great and then sleeping around behind their wives' backs.
Hot-blooded.
Sorry, Mr. Girl. You're out.
Yeah.
That's good.
Here's the letter. The most controversial letter over B, because B was bad with Beatles
B
and Blink.
Yeah, B was the worst.
And, at the letter C,
okay,
these jackholes at Loudwire have the band Creed.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Can
sure
you take me higher?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
There's lots of good ones, though, that I'm...
Cars? What?
Mm.
My best friend's girlfriend?
Does that get you hyped?
Yes. No. The Cars?
Creed.
It's magic.
I'm 6 feet from the
What?
I'm 100% in on Creed.
You are not in on Creed. You are such an old soul. You wanted the Beatles.
Yeah.
You wanted Foreigner.
Yeah.
There's Carpenters. There's
That's
Cream. There's Cheap Trick.
Oh, wait. Cream's not bad.
Cheap Trick. And
Cheap Trick. Okay.
I think actually a contender, Coldplay.
Coldplay is not a contender.
Come on, they've been around forever. Okay. We're talking hits.
It's CCR is the actual answer.
Oh.
You're going to want to hear... You're right.
I see a bad moon rising.
Hold me now.
Yeah, I'm still in on Creed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's basically, I'm just going to teach you how to smuggle drugs better.
Oh.
It's like, people are just, they're just not getting it done right.
Okay. Yeah. I have a story about what not to do at a job interview.
What not? Okay.
If you want the job.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
And it had to be Florida. There was a 51-year-old man who was denied a job interview at a company, and he was very upset about that.
So he
returned.
Uh-huh.
He had gone through the trouble, all those late nights of bottling his pee. Stored it up. You know.
As one does.
Yeah.
In Florida, you just bottle.
I guess, yeah. So he brought all those bottles back to the place that denied him the job interview.
Yes, sir.
And he said, "You don't think I'm management material?"
No.
What about this?
Please don't.
He started throwing the bottles of urine.
Bottles of.
At the building and even at workers. A couple people were actually injured by it because he was throwing them kind of hard. Yeah. This guy is not a good guy at all. He had some previous charges against him.
Other pee-related charges, or do we know?
It's unclear. It says he was a registered...
The pee was unclear.
And I have to follow that up and say he was a registered sex offender.
Oh.
Oh, no.
He's just a bad guy all around.
Yeah, just not a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay. My story... is not from Florida. It's from Tejas.
Okay.
From Texas.
Howdy.
Y'all, there we go. Howdy there, partner.
Yeah.
Well, there was a feller coming in from Mexico, crossing the border there in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And the Border Patrol agents noticed a little something strange about him. He had himself a tail.
A tail?
Oh. Yeah, he got a little tail on him.
Interesting.
Okay. And they're like, well, you know, are you a dog? And he's like, no. No, so they got their dogs out. They've sent their dogs over to look at the man and his tail.
Get him.
Get him. When the dogs came up, turns out it was just a whole bunch of drugs in his butt. And they was kind of coming out a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I am a dog. Never mind.
Woof. Yeah, so they looked, and then they pulled a whole bunch of drugs out of his butt.
Okay.
He had, yeah, he tried to bribe him with some of the drugs. He's like, you guys want some of this here meth?
And oh, he was no. Like,
no. They said, we're cracking down on the... We're going to do a crack down on the drugs in the butt.
I like that. That's good. That's very good.
I don't know what else to say.
I don't have anything else to say. How does this thing end?
Those were all there the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.